I'm Brandon Bartnick, and this is the Future of Mobility Podcast.
The Future of Mobility Podcast is focused on the pursuit of safe, sustainable, effective, and accessible transportation of goods and people. Given the critical nature of the world's climate and energy needs, these topics have never been more important, and they're certainly important to me. So, this podcast is a weekly interview series in which I learn from and put the spotlight on the people helping to develop and implement the technology required to move us forward. Who am I? As mentioned, my name is Brandon Bartnick, and I'm an engineer who realized that making a positive impact is the most important thing to me, both through this podcast and my career in the industry. If you're passionate about any of the topics I cover here, please feel free to reach out on LinkedIn or Twitter. I'd love to connect. Also, if you hear anything you like, please consider sharing the Future Mobility with a friend or colleague. This podcast is brought to you by Edison Manufacturing and Engineering. Technology innovation is great, but it doesn't mean anything if we can't bring our impactful products to life, which means we have to build them. And unfortunately, that's easier said than done, especially for startups and evolving companies that need a reliable option for low-volume builds. That's where we come in. Edison is your turnkey manufacturing partner, specializing in build and assembly of highly complex products in annual volumes of 10 to tens of thousands, utilizing an agile and capital-light approach. If you need a trusted manufacturing partner, then please visit us at edison-mfg.com or feel free to reach out to me directly at brandon.bartnick@edison-mfg.com or by visiting my LinkedIn page, Brandon Bartnick. Now to this week's episode. Today's a special episode. So this is the final episode of 2023, recorded in late December 2023. And as I like to do, I'm going to use this last episode of the year to reflect back on the last 12 months. And as always, I appreciate everyone listening this year. It's been an awesome year for the podcast, awesome year for me personally. A lot of good ground. I mean, met some awesome people through this podcast and really appreciate the support from listening, sharing this when you hear something you like with friends and family and all that. And so I guess first and foremost, thank you. Thank you for listening. And I want to spend this time now focused on two different forms of reflection. So the first is podcast specific on the themes and things that have come up. Second is a bit more on the personal side, and I mean tied to the mobility industry because that's where my work is as well, but talking about how things have evolved and what I'm thinking about looking back in 2023 and looking forward to 2024. So first of all, some themes for the podcast. I want to highlight four different themes, and I don't know if these are necessarily brand new for 2023, but they came through loud and clear throughout the year of discussions. And so the first one is a focus on implementation. And so this is something that keeps coming up, which is technology development's great. You have to be able to effectively deploy and implement that technology to actually make a difference in the world. And that's, companies are making a shift. You're seeing some fail who are unable to make this shift. You're seeing others pivot and adjust and niche down their focus markets so that they can deploy something that actually gets in the market and can make a change. We've seen this with some repeat guests who have come recently talking about things that are evolving and how they've changed the company. Talked about new guests, and it's just something that keeps coming up is this focus on implementation and actually making a change. Another one that keeps coming up, so we're in an interesting macro environment right now, right? And so interest rates are high, have been high all year, higher than they have been in a while. And there's been some interesting trends, right? So like AV industry has thinned down. The EV industry is in a bit of a slump right now in some ways. You have some negative news in both of those industries. Not that everyone's struggling, but you definitely kind of add as an overall trend. Both autonomous and electric vehicle spaces are in a different spot than they were 12 months ago. And you're seeing a bit more of a pivot towards hybridization and some other more conventional technologies. And I think one of the key theme that comes out of this is kind of tied to the first topic, but it's this focus on products and services that can solve real-world problems today. Right? And the focus is less on top-line revenue and future potential for an idea, and in investing community and society in general, they're more focused on, can you sell something, generate a profit, make a difference today, And if so, then you're rewarded and you're able to move forward and take the next steps with your company. If not, you see some of the casualties that have come out. And so, again, you're seeing more niche focus. The autonomous vehicle space, some of the bigger, more challenging abstract tasks. You're seeing companies, you know, shift and focus in other areas, focus on some of the problems that you can refine and restrict the boundary conditions and solve a more manageable problem. In the EV space, you're seeing more specific niches being attacked by different companies. And yeah, again, on the hybridization side, I think this is the trend. I think it was last year as well, at least I was focusing on that. I hope that we see a trend back towards hybridization and use of electrification alongside the internal combustion engine, and you're seeing that play out. So generally good to see there. When you think about then a third trend here is focus on EV charging infrastructure. And I've had more topics in and around this space, more conversations in and around this space over the last few months than the rest of the time on the podcast. And the interesting thing to me is that companies are focused on aspects of this shift in the charging infrastructure that I was never thinking about, weren't even on my radar, right? Focus on the changes to the grid, supplementing the grid, evolving charging in a way that can scale and be deployed, right, without requiring large-scale grid upgrades. And this is a space in which, especially in the level 2 space, but even otherwise, like the chargers themselves are becoming commoditized or have become commoditized in a lot of ways. But the deployment and the way in which you can put these chargers in the right places and provide the right types of services for the users in that specific location, whether it's residential, whether it's, you know, single-family, multifamily residential, whether it's an office building or a fleet application, small fleet, large fleet, heavy-duty application down to passenger car, last-mile delivery van, these all have unique boundary conditions and needs for their charging infrastructure. And several of the conversations here have been focused on how do you deploy charging capabilities in a way that meets the needs of the people who are going to use them, or the service, the company, the business who's going to utilize that charging infrastructure. And so this trend, I think, is around just the complexity and the aspects of charging infrastructure that need to get addressed and that are being addressed so that we can continue to deploy electric vehicles, electrified vehicles, and spaces beyond where they are right now, and do it in a convenient way that really serves the needs of their application. Fourth topic I'll highlight, and this is not new, it's almost cliche at this point, but it's something that comes through loud and clear, is that becoming a manufacturing company is complex, it's difficult, right? And as companies are transitioning from prototypes and proof of concepts and demonstrations into true production, you see the challenges here. And no matter how many times you hear it, unless someone has gone through this experience and understands how complex supply chains can be and how important it is that every single component and material is available when and where you need it every time, and that your process is set up in a way in which you're baking quality into the product, you're assuring quality off that line, and you're avoiding some of the stoppages that come with supply chain shortages and the recalls and the challenges that come on the back end, it's not something that's going to be solved overnight. I don't know if it really does get solved. I think just manufacturing is hard. But I think you continue to see this is transition, right? Something that seems obvious, a great product that's coming to market, really struggles to make that transition into manufacture at scale. So four key trends there. It's just, yeah, the importance of focusing on implementation. It's solving real-world problems within this tighter macroeconomic condition. It's the focus on, you know, different aspects of building a robust charging infrastructure. And finally, it's dealing with this fact that manufacturing is hard. This four main kind of technology-adjacent trends that I've heard from guests on the podcast this year, which have been a lot of fun. And so, as mentioned at the beginning, I also want to talk a bit about personal update and personal kind of how things have evolved. So, as I've shared, and I think I've been pretty consistent for at least a couple of years now, and really my objective here, right? I'm not a car guy, I'm not a technology guy, really don't care about any of the specific technologies for the technology's sake. They're cool. I mean, I appreciate a lot of the cool things that guests and this podcast and elsewhere are creating, and I can appreciate and respect it, but I'm not a huge kind of tech guy. But what I am focused on and what I care deeply about is how can we create a safer, more sustainable, more effective, and more accessible transportation ecosystem. And so we're focused on the results here. We're focused on movement of goods and people in an effective way, in an accessible way, so that you're helping people live a more fulfilling life, and you're doing it in a safe way, so you're not injuring or killing people unnecessarily, in a sustainable way, and that you're not sacrificing the future for today's gain. And so that, I don't think that's changed drastically. I think it's become more clear in my mind kind of where the focus is. But then the interesting question is, okay, how can anyone, and myself, I ask, how can you really make an impact here? And so I've talked now about a year and a half, I've been focused on the same type of stuff here, which is low volume contract manufacturing. But so I ask myself the question regularly, okay, what can I be doing to utilize my unique situation, my whatever skills and knowledge I've developed, plus the location and the network and the people I know and my passions and interests and all of that to make the most meaningful impact here. And ultimately, there's kind of two things come. So, right, I continue to do this podcast, not because I'm lazy and just doing it because I started, but because I believe that this is a media that provides real value, at least to myself and hopefully to you listening. And from an education perspective, I hopefully offer a different voice and perspective. And even like the interviews, right? It's not like all these guests are necessarily unique to the Future Mobility Podcast when they come in, but I'd like to think I try to have unique interviews and unique discussions focus on the aspects of their work and their life and their business and professional career and everything that really are focused around this objective of how people can help to, in their own way, make an impact in this space. And I supplement that then with what I believe is super meaningful work at Edison, right? So, and I transitioned this time last year. I was in a strictly business development role. And now I'm in a vice president and general manager role. So I have the business development responsibility for the company, as well as execution responsibility and the responsibility for building out and really building a business and growing a business and executing from a P&L perspective. And meeting her. So previously, I guess you can say I was making promises. Now I'm someone else was on the hook for delivering on those promises. Now I get both sides of that, and I'm making the promise, but also responsible for making sure that we're keeping the promises, which is really cool. And with that, I think comes a different appreciation for some of the things that the guests, especially those that are leading quickly growing companies. I've been thinking differently about kind of how the role they're playing and the things they're facing, right? And I guess I can only really speak from my own perspective here, but some of the things that have really stood out to me is one being super clear on what you're actually trying to do. So I mentioned this end objective is interesting and meaningful to me of working towards a safer, more sustainable, more effective, and accessible transportation ecosystem. But just as important, or arguably, I think more important to me at this point, is building a sustainable company where people are excited to go to work every day. They feel safe when they're here. They're engaged. They feel like they're consistently learning. leave ideally every day with more energy than they came to than they had when they came to work, and are able to do this within the context of living a fulfilling life. And that's not an easy task, but it's super rewarding and meaningful work. And I also think really important work, right? So the going back to that top trend here, and the focus on implementation that I mentioned, that I've heard from these past podcasts. So one of the important pieces is you have to make money doing it, and you have to be able to build a sustainable business. Yes, sure, you can have the environmental sustainability piece, but also is like, when I say sustainable, I'm thinking about, can you do this in a way that you can also do it tomorrow and next month and next week and 5 years from now and 10 years from now and ideally 20 years from now, and you're building a sustainable business that actually is making the impact you're trying to make. And that's with your people, your customers, your suppliers, your community, and ideally society. And so as I've gone through this process, and this is certainly a process, and we're early in the process, but as I've gone through these stages, I think I have a lot more thought and mental horsepower, I guess, going through those questions of how do you actually build a business here, and how do you do it in a meaningful way? And one of the things alongside that comes up over and over is the importance of kind of systems level thinking and doing all the small things, right? Right. So like just having me sitting here and saying that I care about values and purpose and that I want to do things that matter and do it the right way, like that's great. That's kind of the necessary starting point, but it's nowhere near enough to actually make any meaningful difference, right? You need to, in operations, in the way in which the business runs, incorporate these principles and ideas everywhere. And it's not just the obvious stuff, but it's from recruiting to compensation strategy to goal setting and planning and communication and the way in which meetings are run and the way in which expectations are set and people are held accountable, including myself and the rest of the team. It's the way in which we communicate it's the way we communicate internally, whether it's synchronous or asynchronous, and the words and tone and way people show up. And all of these things make up the culture and make up the business environment that give you the opportunity to execute to these objectives and towards this purpose and these goals that have been set out. And so that really has been a main focus of mine. And again, tying it back to the people that I get the privilege to talk to on the podcast who are running, and several of them are at the stages where they have run successful companies and business units and things like that. It really gives me appreciation of all the small things that need to go right to do well in this space. And I guess rounding it out, I think the last idea that really ties all this together is that it truly is not, the idea is not enough, right? It's having an idea, having an innovation, even if it's a patented, you have a awesome technology innovation, nowhere near enough to actually make a difference in any space. It's execution that matters. You can have a average idea that's executed really well and do incredible things. You can have an incredible idea that's executed poorly and do nothing, right? And so from a business perspective, as well as an impact perspective, and doing the things, right, whether it's deploying a new technology, whether it's my case, building this contract manufacturing company who's serving our customers and enabling them to make the impact that they see to me, right, serving this low volume complex assembly space really well, providing a reliable, consistent, capital efficient manufacturing solution for the right type of customer. You can only do that if you execute very, very well and you get all the small things right. And yes, you start at the top with this highfalutin goal often, as we've talked about some of these, and you deconstruct that then down to, okay, what are all the things that need to go within this house of cards. Ideally more, maybe not the right analogy there, but to build a strong foundation to actually reach that objective. And so I assume this will probably be a theme that I continue to dive into. And I think the first episode of the new year here might be, or one of the first ones might be elaborating in this space, but I think this will be a theme that I continue to dig into when I'm talking to different people in the space. Like, how do you do the small things right and execute in a way that allows your idea, your technology, to make the difference that you're trying to seek in the world and to create this safer, more sustainable, more effective, more accessible transportation ecosystem. So, kind of some rambling here, but those are the thoughts I have as 2023 comes to a close. As mentioned, it's been tremendous year from my perspective. I really appreciate all support, appreciate people listening. If you've shared this with anyone, if you've listened, been along, thank you. Really appreciate it. If you've heard anything, whether it's just this episode or any of the past ones that you like and you think your friends, family, coworkers, whatever would like, means a lot if you'd shoot them a note, share this with them, like, subscribe, all that type of stuff. But really the most important thing is thank you. Appreciate you listening, being here. And yeah, I think there's a lot more great stuff planned for 2024. So happy new year and best luck.
Thank you for listening to the Future of Mobility podcast, brought to you by Edison Manufacturing and Engineering. If you have a need for a trusted manufacturing partner for low volumes of highly complex products, then please visit us at edison-mfg.com or feel free to shoot me a note directly at brandon.bartnick@edison-mfg.com or visit my LinkedIn page, Brandon Bartnick. Edison specializes in build and assembly of highly complex products in annual volumes of 10 to tens of thousands, utilizing an agile and capital-light approach. If you're making an impact in the mobility space, we'd love to help. Until next time, thank you for listening to the Future of Mobility podcast.